Wessels, Wellington, New Zealand, April 28, 1893. Dear Brother Wessels, I am thankful to my Heavenly Father for His goodness, His mercy, His long forbearance to the children of men. How often they disappoint the expectations of their Redeemer, who has provided through the infinite sacrifice He has made every needed grace, sufficient to supply every emergency. It is required of Christ's followers that they be doers of the words of Christ, which He has spoken unto them in a variety of ways, through illustrations of the things of nature, through the man sowing the seed and the harvest. All these figures and illustrations are needful for us to contemplate and search carefully to understand, that we may be found not without understanding, but wise in that science which concerns our eternal interests in the kingdom of God. How intensely earnest is Satan working through his manifold temptations to lead every soul into paths not cast up, into by and forbidden paths. How essential for everyone who has enlisted in the army of the Lord to heed the injunction of the inspired Apostle Paul. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it be healed. Hebrews 12, verse 12, 13. What is required of us to do? Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Verse 14. What is holiness? Doing everything with an eye single to the glory of God. Holiness is so living that men shall see your good works, and they by seeing your good works shall glorify God. This is the work of the unfallen angels of heaven. This was the life work of Christ upon the earth. Christ has made the command to every soul that believes on His name. How can the minds of those who are thus charged and commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ remain so cold and inactive, as though there were no souls to be saved and an adversary to be met and resisted? Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Verse 15. The world's Redeemer, full of grace and truth, stands saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. Matthew 5, verse 13, 14. All the virtue in the salt is derived from Christ. All the light that shines forth from the human agent must first be received from the source of all light. Ye are to let your light not be hid under a bushel, but shine to the world. Thus man fallen is elevated, ennobled, and brought up to the high level of working in Christ's lines. Ye are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Self must be surrendered to Christ, and then He can mold and fashion the character after His own likeness. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5, verse 48. We are to keep Christ as our pattern ever in view, and by contemplating Christ, who gave His life that if we believe in Him, we should not perish. We become transformed in character. His own righteousness is imputed unto us. Therefore, all virtue, all light, all that is of any value is derived from Christ. And how foolish it is for any man to cherish self-esteem and lift up his soul unto vanity. Christ is everything to us, and if we have His love abiding in our hearts, we shall cultivate love for one another. If we are inhaling the atmosphere of heaven, and which always surrounds Christ, we will have healthfulness and fragrance and healing virtues to bring into our life and character. We want to consider how terrible it is to crucify the Lord of glory individually afresh, and put Him to an open shame by cherishing pride and vanity and selfishness, and thus misrepresenting Christ to our world. The defective character hurts Jesus and brings no blessing to any soul. Our weakness can become strength in having the mind of Christ. In the place of cultivating roots of bitterness that are continually springing up to defile many, we should be drinking of Christ, which He declares shall be in the receiver, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. We are refreshed ourselves and are refreshing others. This is the healing that makes the souls that are barren and fruitless become fruitful, and makes the desert places blossom as the rose. By their fruits ye shall know them. A Christian has not a right to the name unless he is like Jesus, Christ-like in character. Nothing can grieve the heart of Christ as those are capable of doing who profess to be Christians, and yet they blight and cut souls like a desolating hail. Christian men, taking Christ's holy name and who are unkind, finding fault with something or someone, pointing out and dwelling upon the defects in the character of others, but who are blind to their own weakness and own errors, need the gentleness of Christ. Oh, that all who name the name of Christ would depart from all iniquity, and have holy and pure characters, that they in words and example may honor the truth. My heart is drawn out in love and tender compassion for every erring sheep and lamb of the Lord's pasture. The Lord is soon coming. Let us strive earnestly that we shall be found not with our old citizen's dress, but having on the white garment, even the robe of Christ's righteousness. And Christ shall say of all such, "For they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." Revelation 3, verse 4. My brother, Jesus gave his life for to ransom you, and he asks in return your whole heart, your undivided affections. Allow nothing to hinder your progress in the divine life. Do not in any case entertain the temptations of Satan, and you neglect the things which belong to your eternal peace. Consecrate to the Lord thy substance, because it is his entrusted talents, the Lord's goods for you to trade upon in the one great work of saving souls for whom Christ gave his precious life. We have been laboring in New Zealand 3 months. We see many things that make our hearts glad, and some that make them sorrowful. Here are promising fields that have never yet been canvassed for the truth. I learn that cities have never been entered, and yet this is an English-speaking people. Oh, how we long to see the banner of truth unfurled in these places. The city of Melbourne, Australia, has never been worked. Money and men are needed so much. For years they have waited for money and devoted workers. We cannot get access to the people without money, because it costs so much to hold meetings for the benefit of the public. We shall secure a place where they can congregate to hear, but it takes money to do this. It will cost just about $200 to hold from 15 to 18 meetings, and the advertising of these meetings, here in Wellington. But if one soul is turned to the truth and saved as the result, it will be money well expended. Much love to your wife and children. Yours truly.